It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
Now, Sam, over the weekend, we kind of caught up, didn't we, on Saturday? My brother was in town.
Yes.
He was supposed to leave on Saturday,
Saturday morning, technically.
Yeah, about midday he was supposed to leave, but he caught, look, I'm not going to name names, but he caught a flight from Griffith. I think that explains everything. And so he didn't actually leave till Sunday morning.
Yeah. Which meant more time for activities.
Exactly. And so we went out to a cat show.
We did.
On Saturday morning.
Because I remember reading this flyer last week.
And I came in on Friday and you were like, oh my God, look at this. And I was like, we are going.
No matter what. And different to what I expected. It's still good.
Yeah.
But different to what I expected.
So the MIA Cat Club.
Yes.
Had their, and I guess it's an annual cat show?
Yeah, I believe so.
Down at the PCYC over the weekend. Gold coin donation to come in and have a look.
Yep.
So we went down.
We couldn't find where to put our
gold coin to start off with, yeah.
We had to ask someone. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Good on.
But we went down and we watched some judging. We looked at all the cats.
Yes.
And you got quite intrigued at one point. You wanted to know how it all worked.
Yeah, because I've seen dog shows and stuff on television.
Yeah.
How there's obstacles and their dogs are on leashes and they're doing tricks.
Yeah.
And they're running up obstacles and stuff. For some reason, I thought it was going to be exactly the same, but just with cats.
No, cats don't work cats, like dogs.
Cats are not going to listen to
you. You did say to me at one stage, you're like, I thought they'd be on leads. And I'm like, no. I mean, you can put a cat on a lead. I've tried.
But I realised it was more about their grooming,
It's more about the characteristics that they have in the sense of their facial features, their tones in their fur, their stride, their activity.
Yeah, how they responded to the toys.
To toys. Also looking at the length of their tails and their bodies and how well kept they were.
Yeah. There were four different kind of categories, wasn't there?
Yes.
There was domestic and then...
There was domestic, there was long hair, and there was two short hair categories.
Yes. Oh, because one of them was Siamese?
The Siamese mixture, yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
See, I took something from it.
Yeah.
The
Siamese ones kind of looked to me what I would expect a Egyptian cat to look like.
Yeah.
You know, when you see pictures of Egyptian cats, that's what Siamese kind of look like.
Yeah, pyramid builders.
Sure, yeah.
Did they build the pyramids?
I don't think the cats did, no.
All I wanted to do, though, I just wanted to open... I knew it was going to be a bad idea, but open all the cages and just let them do their thing. But then it wouldn't have worked well.
Have you ever seen two cats who don't know each other meet?
Yeah, they fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
oh, yeah.
There was a very cute one where it had three cats
in
the same... Three little kittens in the same... Yeah, and you just want to go pat them. But then I remember about halfway through when I was patting these cats... I'm allergic to animal fur.
I love how you remember that halfway through.
And I remember telling you that. I was like, I'm in here. I'm getting a bit sniffly. And I realized I'm allergic to animal fur. It's not a good place to be, but it was worth it.
It was a lot of fun. And then we went to Riverina Field Days as well afterwards.
Yep.
Got ourselves some donuts. Oh my God, they were amazing.
I'm still full.
But yeah, look, it was a great Saturday. And if you haven't seen, I got dressed up for the occasion for the cat show.
Did you?
I bought that jumper from Best and Less the other day, and it said that I'm a catacorn is what it said on it.
That's right.
And it had a picture of a cat with a unicorn, unicorn
cute.
Bit.
Oh, what really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to be kidding
me. I actually had
a
headband as well that had the unicorn bit and the ears, but I just thought that was probably a bit much.
No, you should have done that. You would have fit in.
That's probably a bit much anyway, wasn't I? Look, it's 16 minutes to 7 right now. Robin Thicke, bird lines?
Yeah,
bird lines.
Actually, cats love birds.
Well, yes, thank you, Sam.
So we'll run with bird.
Random fact of the day.
Bird lines by Robin Thicke.
Oh, we're doing well for a Monday.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
How are we, Claire?
Good. How are you, Sam?
Good.
You did something a little awkward the other day.
Yeah, it was a bit of a hush-hush convo. But...
Well, yeah, it was hush-hush between you and our dance teachers.
Yes.
Because we are dancing for cancer at the moment.
Yep.
Griffith stars a Griffith Dance for Cancer.
Nailed it.
But the dance teachers told me exactly what you said.
I reckon I said about three words to start off, and I thought they were normal what I said about the showering situation. And then they just went, wait, what? Elaborate. And I told them the full story. Obviously, it got to you. And now we are here.
Yes. Now, Sam, I'll let you explain the story in all its full glory. What exactly did you tell our dance teachers?
Well, I don't like to waste water. And apparently, that's what I was...
You don't like to waste water or electricity or anything like that.
Yes.
You're very eco-conscious, I guess.
Yes, I'll pay that. Thank you.
No props.
More to save money. Then again, I'm not paying for it because I'm paying a certain amount. Anyway, the house I've moved into, it's an amazing housemate. We've actually got another housemate now. It's an Italian guy, Matteo.
Nice,
I keep trying to not call him Matteo because that's easier, Australian.
What's wrong? No, Matteo's fine.
This is harder to say.
No, it's not.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Anyway,
moving on.
The shower is it's not an enclosed shower. It's one of those ones where it's got a
shower curtain?
There's no shower curtain.
Oh, okay.
So it's just got a wall, but then it's got it's far enough the actual hose, or what do you call it? The tap, the dripping part.
The shower head.
The shower head, that's the one. The shower head is far away from where the open area is.
Yeah.
But there's a gap between the bath mat and the glass wall, and it tends to splash out onto the floor when I shower. And this causes problems because the bath mat gets wet and so does the floor when other people go in to use the bathroom. And this didn't happen until I moved in. So
what do you mean? Like no one ever had that issue?
No one ever had that issue.
Kind of doesn't surprise me with you, Sam.
But I just didn't know why. And, you know, my housemate is great. She wasn't fussed about it, but it did come up. And I thought, I need to work out what I'm doing wrong here.
So basically you're splashing water outside of the showering area.
And it seems pretty hard to do because the shower is down in the corner. And then
that
it's quite,
a nice
space to shower in. And then you've got the bath mat and then the floor. And for some reason, I keep wetting the floor. And so for about a week, I couldn't work out what I was doing wrong after we had the conversation. Every time I had a shower, I'd analyze it and work out what is happening.
Oh, Sam.
So I decided if I couldn't work it out, maybe she could. So I decided to invite her in to watch me shower. While I was clothed, I might add, I did specify that I'd be clothed. I'm willing to wet my clothes for this experiment. I may as well wash my clothes while I'm in there.
Okay, but what was her initial reaction when you said, hey, can you come in and watch me shower?
Shock. Dismay. Bewildered. I think she pretty much asked me to leave. No, she didn't. She just kind of said, you know, haha, good one, Sam. And I was like... I was like, no, this is serious.
My abs really hurt from dance and you're making me laugh.
Oh, this is a serious conversation.
You
stop
legit
laughing.
Asked your roommate to come watch you shower.
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Fully clothed.
It sounds like you're trying to hit on her.
No, we've got a good relationship.
I know,
she's like a sister to me already.
If anyone else said that.
Yeah, true.
It sounds like someone's trying to hit on her in a really creepy way.
In hindsight, maybe you're onto something, but. She rejected the invitation, as I mentioned. But there was a situation where she was in the bathroom and I decided to take my chance and go into the shower while she was in the bathroom, fully clothed, and just kind of reenact how I went about showering.
Yeah.
Just to see, like, huh, I've got you here now. You're stung. You need to stay in here while I reenact how I shower.
So you forced her to
no,
watch
she was already
shower.
In the shower. She was already in the bathroom. And I was just like, oh, what's that, a shower? I just hopped in.
You forced her to watch you shower. Okay.
I just wanted to see what I was doing differently to her in terms of how I clean myself.
Sam, you're just making it worse for yourself.
Anyway, I thought she could analyze and see what I was doing wrong.
Did she find anything?
No. She thought, you know what? Shower how you want to, Sam. Just leave me out of it, pretty much. A bit of water's not going to, you know, kill anybody. So just continue until one of us slips. Then maybe I do need to get it sorted.
And so note to everyone else out there, don't worry about slipping in a shower. Don't ask a random roommate if they will watch
not
you.
Not random. She's my sister.
It's still, that's even creepy.
Sister from another miss.
Sam, you need to stop talking.
You're a big one. When I was a kid, I remember, like, no. It's to do with
We're
bathing.
Moving on next.
It's to do with bathing with my sister, but let's not go into that.
Coming up in a second, we're talking about kids.
Have you ever had a bathtub with your sibling?
When I was very little, yes. Let's move on, Sam.
And then they accidentally pee on you.
No. Okay, we need to stop now.
Random Radio Game Generator.
Now, if you don't know what the Random Radio Game Generator is, a little explainer for you. Basically, it's an old school computer that sits in the corner here. We've brought it around with us for years. I don't actually know how long it's been here, but it's been here a while. And so
I think it's older than computers itself.
Well, sure.
Not possible, but it's pretty shabby.
It's a pretty shabby old one. So we give it a little kick and it spits out a game for us to play. Let's see what it's going to spit out this morning. Do you want to give it a kick, Sam?
I'll go for a walk.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Name that TV tune.
Ooh, I haven't heard that one.
Ooh, okay. I like this game. This game's fun. So all you need to do is guess the TV tune correctly, obviously.
Yeah.
For your chance to win yourself a double pass to go to...
No, a family pass.
Oh, family pass, sorry.
Two adults, two children.
To the circus.
Yes.
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday. It's valued at $140. And if you want any more information, head to thegreatmoscowcircus.com.au. Yeah, it's from this Wednesday, the 16th to the 20th, which is a...
Saturday,
Sunday.
Sunday? Okay. Well, these tickets are for the Wednesday. Now, yes. Here is the TV tune you need to guess. I love how we've got callers and I hadn't even played the tune yet.
They're onto it.
I'm not going to play that again because I think people know that.
I got it.
Yeah, I think everyone's got it.
I wasn't sure how obscure it was going to be, but
it's
I'm happy with that.
It's not very obscure, is it?
No, I'm happy with that. Random radio game
generator. Yeah, that's right. So basically, ooh, we kicked the computer this morning. It spat out a game for us to play, and it happened to be Name That TV Tune.
Name That TV Tune.
And all you need to do is name that TV tune.
What?
To win
is
yourself,
that it?
Yeah, to win yourself a family pass to head along to the Great Moscow Circus opening night on Wednesday night here in Griffith.
Yes.
Now, Tracy gave us a call last week, and she's given us a call up again today to try and take a stab in the dark. Tracy, how you doing? What are you up to?
Just on my way to work again.
Oh, okay.
Exciting times.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, you could win yourself this family pass to go on Wednesday night to the Great Moscow Circus Extreme.
It's a grand opening.
Oh, yeah. All you need to do is tell us the name of that TV tune. What do you think it is?
Oh. I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it. Okay. Hang on.
Oh, you just heard cool now. You're like, I'm onto it. I'm onto it.
Here is.
I like your eagerness.
The
I'll
TV tune. I'm going to play it for you, okay? Hopefully, don't blow your ears off. Here we go.
Hit us.
I don't know.
Oh, Tracy.
Hang on.
Just guess.
Here, I'm going to play one more time, Tracy. One sec.
Can you make it longer?
No, this is it.
It's so obvious, Tracy, I'm sorry.
Hang on, here we go. Listen to that background noise.
Think of your kids. Wait, do you have kids?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, they're older.
But
it's
like,
not Bewitched.
Back in the day.
It's not what, sorry?
Bewitched.
No.
It's animation.
It's been on for years. It's still on TV today.
They've gone through that whole saga of racial stereotyping. That's all I can give you.
Any other guesses?
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Tracy.
Tracy, you have heard it for sure.
If it was a Friday afternoon, you would have got it. But because it's a Monday morning, I think you're struggling here.
Tracy, I am so sorry, but for the second time, I'm going to have to say you're not able to get yourself a family pass.
No.
Do we tell her what it is?
It's The Simpsons.
Oh, no, I've never watched The Simpsons.
Oh. Wait, what?
No, hang up, Claire.
No.
Hang up. Tracy's gone to us.
I
know. Tracy.
Oh, no.
I honestly have never watched The Simpsons.
Wow. Oh, that's... out of all the tunes that came up,
do you think even if we played
ideal.
You more, you would have guessed it then if you've never seen it?
Maybe.
How about in the original where it starts with The Simpsons? Do you reckon you would have got it then?
I might have got it then.
Tracy, I'm so sorry, but I hope your week gets better from here.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Bye. Tracy. Have a good one. This is Clarence
M. Let's go! Now, we are talking Dance for Cancer, which is happening Thursday the 31st.
Hang on. Sorry. I apologise.
Is that your phone?
It is my
hang
phone.
Hang on a second.
So, it's an alarm.
Whoa. Hang on. That's sacrilege. That was rule number one of live radio. Have your phone on silent.
This is the thing, right?
I don't want to hear it.
No,
we're moving on.
Listen.
Next song.
Normally, I have it on Do Not Disturb mode, and I have my alarm set. But while I was away, I had my phone off Do Not Disturb.
Yes.
So that if you called me, I would hear it.
Don't turn this around on me. Don't turn this back on me.
You should try call my phone right now so people can hear what my ringtone is for you.
What's your number?
What do you mean, what's my number? I'm not giving my number out live on radio.
There it is. Do not call. All right, it's ringing.
Do not call. Is that what it's really called?
Hang on. It's coming.
Ready?
Claire, wake up. I need help.
That is literally his ringtone.
I need help. Wake up.
I forgot
that. That was literally the ringtone for Sam while I was away, in case he yes. didn't help during
okay.
breakfast.
This is, yeah, that's my fault. I'm glad you kept it off Do Not Disturb and that we re-recorded your phone ringing so that you could help me out. And did I call you?
You did, yes.
No, I didn't.
You did once.
Oh, yeah, after once you were awake, yes. I did panic on Friday, but we're not gonna go there.
Oh, okay.
It was seamless. No listeners heard it. It's fine.
Oh yeah, totally. No, yep. Look, back to Dance for Cancer. My bad. I'm sorry, everyone.
It is happening Thursday the 31st of May, Friday the 1st of June, and Saturday the 2nd of June. You can still get your tickets.
Yes.
On Facebook events.
Yeah.
123tix.com.au also.
My abs really hurt today, though,
there you go.
Sam, because there you go. On Friday, was it?
You deserve it.
Thanks. On Friday, we did make fun of you on Friday, so I do apologise.
No, that's right.
Friday or Saturday?
Saturday. We had a two-hour group session.
We
on
did.
Saturday.
It was a long group session. And we learn a new move where I basically have to hoist, and all the girls have to hoist themselves up onto the boys
yeah.
and hold themselves in that position with their core.
Mm.
I don't have a core.
You have no core?
No, I have no core muscles.
What's there? Just flesh.
Flab. It's not even flesh. It's just flab. There's nothing there. There's literally nothing there. I've spoken about this in the past. I'm the most unfit person ever. And so last night, I spent the night trying to get in and out of bed like a really fat person. You know, like trying, like a Simpsons move where you like try like and roll out with using it without using your muscles. Ugh.
Oh, no. So you were Homer Simpson in bed last night.
Pretty much.
That's a tough look. I can't get that out of my head.
Sam, you did...
Great.
Interestingly, on Saturday, trying to hoist people up.
We are the most uncoordinated, weak couple out of the five that are there. And I don't want to sound bad here, but I probably weigh less than all the girls there because I am skinny. I am short. I've got nothing on me. I have no muscle. All the other guys seem to work out a lot.
Or have some sort of muscle, yeah.
I've got no muscle whatsoever.
I think you need to back yourself more because there is one point that we learned
on Saturday. I think you need to back me more too.
Probably. Yeah, but we learned a point on Saturday where I have to basically sit on your leg and kick myself over your leg.
Yeah.
And you need to carry my weight as such for a second
yeah.
as I go from one side of your leg to the other.
But my leg weighs about 5 kilograms.
It's not about what your leg weighs.
I'm holding it tight.
It's about locking in your muscles.
All right, on air, off air meeting. I've got nothing to add to this.
So you kind of fell with me instead of holding me the first time.
But you've also got to support me with weight distribution.
Well, the next few times.
Just drop your whole weight on my leg. Just kind of hold. You've got 2 feet on the ground still, don't you? Or one?
Yeah.
Put your weight on that one.
Well, the next time we did it, I just stepped over your leg. I didn't even attempt.
Do that because even if you're standing, you're still at the same height. You're still at the same height as them all sitting.
But my legs need to go in the air.
Oh, do they?
Oh,
maybe make your hands look like legs.
Look, if you're going to come along, it's going to be an interesting night. You can still buy your tickets. And you can support our cause as well. We've got our links up on our Facebook page at the moment.
Yeah, and you're hearing all about our failures, but I guarantee by the night, it's going to be killer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.